I'm going to show you how to get the right systems in place to run your plumbing or electrical business with control, consistency, and freedom. Most trades businesses are stuck in chaos. Everything lives in their head. They're constantly firefighting, fixing mistakes, or working nights and weekends just to stay afloat. But systems change that. They take the business out of your head and turn it into a repeatable machine that others can run. So in this video, I'm going to walk you through five key steps to systemize your operation. Number one, understand what a business really is. Number two, identify and prioritize the right systems. Number three, break down each system and document it. Number four, make it measurable and testable. And number five, use tools, templates, and hacks to get it done fast. My name's Phil, and I've helped over 2,000 trades business owners to double their profits while working 15 hours less per week. So let's get into it. Number one, understand what a business really is. Let's get brutally honest here. Most trades business owners aren't really running a business at all. They just have expensive jobs where you can happen to be the boss. If you can't leave for a month without hiccups, you don't actually own a business yet. You own a job with extra headaches. A real business is a commercial, profitable enterprise that works without you. Full stop, no excuses. This isn't just some fancy business school theory. It's the cold, hard truth that separates the guys who retire whenever they like, with a boat, from those still swinging hammers at 65 with a bad back. So think about it. Could you disappear tomorrow for a month and come back to find your business still running smoothly, still profitable, still growing? If your answer is hell no, then we got work to do. So the goal isn't to work yourself into the ground, it's to build something that generates income whether you're on site, at the beach, or coaching your kids' soccer team. That's time freedom. That's what a real business gives you. But here's the kicker. Eventually, you want to build something with actual value. Something another bloke would look at and say, yeah, I'll pay good money for that. Not because they want your tools or your truck, but because they want the machine you've built, the systems, the processes, the predictable profits. And that requires systems, not the stuff in your head. Not the way we've always done it. Actual, written down, followable systems that turn chaos into clockwork. Second point, identify and prioritize the right systems. Here's a mind bender for you. A business is just a collection of systems. That's it. Strip away all the fancy talk and what you've got is a system for pricing jobs, a system for invoicing, a system for sales, a system for hiring, a system for managing jobs, a system for quality control. Every single thing that happens in your business is either a system that works, a system that's broken, or chaos pretending to be a system. So where do you start? Well, you map out your A to Z of operations. Grab a whiteboard, maybe a beer, and start drawing boxes. Marketing brings in leads, that turns into pricing. Pricing becomes jobs, jobs need scheduling, work gets done, quality gets checked, invoices go out, money comes in, clients get followed up. That's basically your business in a nutshell. Now every one of those boxes needs a system. But here's where most blokes will stuff it up. They try to systemize everything at once. And that's like trying to renovate your entire house in a weekend. It's not happening. This is where the 80-20 rule saves your sanity. 20% of your systems cause 80% of your headaches. So focus there first. What's causing you the most grief right now? Is it quotes taking forever and getting lost? Jobs running over budget? Invoices going out late? No one knows what's happening on site? Office chaos when your admin person's away? Start with the biggest pain in your backside and fix that first. Then move to the next fire. Don't try to boil the ocean, just stop the bleeding where it's worst. Third point, break down each system and document it. If it's not written down, it's not a system. I don't care if everyone knows how we do things. I don't care if you've done it the same way for 20 years. If it's stuck in someone's head, it's not a system. It's a disaster waiting to happen. So here's your structure for any system. Start with a flow chart or process map. Don't need fancy software. A whiteboard will work fine. Map out every step from start to finish and keep it simple. If a 16-year-old apprentice can't follow it, it's too complicated. Break it into bite-sized steps. Each step needs to be so clear that someone who's never done the job before could follow along. No assumptions, no everyone knows that kind of rubbish. For each step, create the tools. Checklists are your best mate. Pre-job checklists will ensure that sites are actually ready when you rock up. No more wasted trips because the electricians haven't finished or the drywall's not up. Templates are going to save you hours as well. Quote templates, email templates, invoice templates. Do it right once and use that forever. That bathroom quote that used to take 2 hours, now it's 15 minutes of plug and play. Scripts are going to ensure consistency. How to answer the phone, how to follow up quotes, how to handle complaints. Your best people already say the right things. Just capture it, document it, and share it with everyone. Videos are going to beat everything else hands down. Why write down 10 pages when a 5-minute video shows exactly how the thing is done? Use Loom, L-O-O-M, or even your phone. Here's how to wire a switchboard, video. Here's how to install a heat pump, done. Focus on the repeatable stuff that matters. Maintenance job checklist, introduce yourself, wear shoe covers, explain what you're doing. Pre-job site checklist, is the site actually ready or are we wasting a trip? Fit off quality checks, stop callbacks before they happen. Quote follow-up process, stop leaving money on the table. Invoice procedures, get paid faster. Payroll processes, keep your team happy. Remember, you're not writing a novel, you're creating tools that get used every day. Keep it simple, keep it practical, keep it real. Number 4, make it measurable and testable. Good systems create consistency, but only if people actually use them, and people only use what gets measured. Here's the brutal truth. You can have the world's best systems, but if no one follows them, you've just wasted your time. That's why every system needs KPIs, key performance indicators, that tell you if they are working or being used. For each system, define what success actually looks like. Quote turnaround, are quotes going out within 48 hours? Conversion rates, are we winning 40% or 15%? Gross profit per job, hitting our targets or bleeding margin? Callback percentage, under 2% or constantly fixing stuff? Invoice timing, sent within 2 days or sitting in a pile? These aren't just numbers, they're your early warning system. When quote conversion drops, you know your follow-up system is breaking down. When callbacks spike, your quality system needs work. Testing is where the rubber meets the road. Once you've documented a system, hand it to someone who's never done the task. Can they follow it without asking 20 questions? If not, it needs work and tweaking. Watch them use it. Where do they get stuck? What assumptions did you make? What steps did you skip? Because everyone knows that. Get your team involved in the testing too. They'll spot problems that you missed, and bonus, they'll take ownership of the systems that they helped create. Remember, systems aren't set in stone. They're living documents that get better over time. Version 1.0 just needs to work. Version 2.0 makes it better, and version 3.0 makes it bulletproof. The goal isn't perfection, it's progress. A decent system used consistently will beat a perfect system that's sitting in a drawer. And point number 5, use tools, templates, and hacks to get it done fast. Systemizing your business doesn't need to take forever. Here's how to move at warp speed. Steal with pride. Use templates from your trade association, your membership portal, or that mate who's killing it. Don't reinvent the wheel, just put your own badges on it. Use their one. Loom changes everything. This free tool records your screen while you talk. Instead of writing down a 20-page manual on how to create an invoice in your accounting system, record yourself doing it once. 5 minutes, done forever. Your office person can watch it anytime and follow that process. Next one, voice record on your phone and then transcribe. Grab your phone, hit record, and talk through the process. Maintenance job checklist, step 1, call the client to confirm. Step 2, check you have all the parts, etc., etc. 3 minutes of talking into your phone, saving it and transcribing it is going to save you 3 hours of trying to write it all down. Next, delegate the documentation. Your office manager knows the admin processes better than you. Your lead Sparky is going to know the installation process. Get them to document what they do. You review, you approve, and they do the heavy lifting. Use students or virtual assistants. University students are desperate for real business experience. They'll format documents, create templates, and organize systems basically for bare money. Sites like Fiverr or Upwork can get you help for next to nothing as well. Now, the hat trick for fast systems. Number 1, record yourself doing the task, video or voice. Number 2, get someone else to document it. And number 3, test it with your newest team member to see what breaks. Remember the 80-20 rule religiously. You don't need to systemize how to make coffee or where to park. Focus on the stuff that matters. Jobs you do every week, processes that always go wrong, the task that only one person knows, the stuff that makes or costs real money. If you're doing something more than twice a month, it probably needs a system. If mistakes are costing you more than $500, it probably needs a system. If only one person knows how to do something, it definitely needs a system. Stop thinking that you need to lock yourself away for a month to systemize everything. One system per week for a year is going to give you 52 documented processes, and that's a business worth owning and worth buying. But the choice is yours. Keep grinding away in chaos or invest a few hours now to build something that runs without you. So what's it gonna be? Look, here's the bottom line. You're either building a business or you're buying yourself a job. The difference is systems. Every hour that you spend firefighting the same problems, answering the same questions, or fixing the same mistakes is an hour stolen from your life. but every system that you create is a piece of freedom you've earned forever. You don't need to systemize everything tomorrow. Just pick one thing that's driving you mental, that one process that always goes wrong, or that one task that you know how to do and only you know how to do it. Document it, test it, delegate it, move to the next. A year from now, you'll either be having all the same problems or you'll have 52 systems running your business while you're coaching your kids' sports team. The work's the same either way, but only one path will lead to freedom. So if you're ready to stop working in your business and start working on it, hit subscribe for more no BS advice on building a trades business that actually works for you. Let's build something better than just another job. Subscribe now and let's get systematic about your success.